بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه واله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, yesterday we had I was at the Jamia Hamzard for a lecture at the MBA college, and I had the good fortune to see and learn something about a remarkable institution, and even more about a remarkable man, Hakim Abdul Hamid Rahmatullah Ali, who is the founder of Jamia Hamdard, and before that of the Hamdard pharmaceutical business. Now the story is amazing, because Hamdard is known as Hamdard has been known for a very long time, from its inception in the 50s, for Unani medicine. Now Unani medicine, basically Unani is the Farsi word for Greek. Unani medicine has it takes the in India today it has a Muslim color to it, flavor to it. But the history of Greek medicine goes back to over 2500 years. And that is that Greek medicine basically was what kept the Roman armies marching. Greek physicians and Greek surgeons were the people who treated Roman soldiers. And it was Greek medicine that Rome used for its own people and for its legions. Later on, after the fall of the Roman Empire, Greek medicine came to be known by the Muslims, and especially a lot of work was done during the Abbasi period, and later on in Al-Andalus, in what is modern day Spain. And we have all the luminaries and the names associated with that medicine. It started with the translation of the Greek medical books into Arabic, and then the research and development that was done by the Muslims. And so therefore over time, and when we come to our modern times, Unani medicine became a, within quotes, a Muslim thing. But it's not Muslim, just as allopathic medicine is not Christian. I mean, medicine is medicine. And it's one of the most effective ways of treatment in what we know today as alternative medicine. So Hakim Abdul Hamid Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, he started this manufacturing facility. He did two things. He did two amazing things, which is very unusual. Firstly, what he did was that he, what was traditionally Unani medicine, the medicine that was practiced by the Unani Hakims, which was traditionally a one-man show. So there were great Hakims, Hakim Ajmal Khan, for example, a very famous name in Indian history, and many other Hakims. These were individual practitioners of this medicine, of Unani medicine. Patients came to them, they prescribed medicine and so on and so forth. We have stories of some absolutely amazing cures for all kinds of ailments. And that was it. I mean, after that person, at the most, the son of the Hakim learnt medicine from his father, and it continued, but that was about it. So it was usually a one-man show kind of thing. What Hakim Abdul Hamid did, Rahmatullah Ali, is that he converted that, he corporatized that, he converted that into a corporate business. By creating a pharmaceutical company which produced those medicines on a mass scale. So the goodness of Unani medicine became available to far more people than would have been available had he practiced it himself in the traditional manner. So that is the first unusual thing that he did, which was the corporatization of Unani medicine. The second, even more amazing thing which he did was that he converted that whole thing into a trust. So even to this day, I was informed by the Pro Vice Chancellor of Hamdard, Janab Ahmad Kamal Sahab, that even to this day, the family members of Hakim Abdul Hamid Rahmatullah's family, who are involved in the business, they are on salaries. They are not shareholders in the traditional sense of a family business. They don't take anything from the profits. The profits all go to the trust. So the entire thing, the people, family members who are there, they are there on a salary. Now, my expertise is family business consulting. So I found this extremely interesting because at one stroke, he also removed the reason for interpersonal conflict between family members, which is the cancer of all family businesses. And that's why we have other cases where family businesses, because of the sons and the nephews and so on, and second and third generation getting involved and unable to deal with conflict, the family business completely breaks down and nothing happens. Now, Hakim Abdul Hamid Rahmatullah, he removed this reason itself. So the business, the family involved in it, they are on salaries, but the profits go to the trust. So second unique thing, first is corporatization of what was traditionally a single man show. Second one was to put it into a trust, so the profits go and the family members are not involved in any needless conflict. Third thing, which is the outcome of this, was this trust was formed for the benefit of the community. And this is not only Muslim. The medicine is medicine, sickness is sickness. Neither sickness has any religion nor does medicine. So it was for the benefit of the people. This trust was established. And therefore, continuous Sadaqatul Jariyah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with noor and give him the darajat for what he did. Absolutely amazing and totally inspiring story. And as a result of all that, then he also went on to establish a pharmacy college and a nursing school and so on and so forth. And eventually, this was deemed a university, and it's an A-grade university. I mean, it's a very highly respected university, alhamdulillah, especially in these courses of pharmacy, of medicine, of nursing and so on. So it's known for its work in science and in engineering. These are the two major areas of Hamdard University, Jamia Hamdard, for which it is very famous. The point I want to make as far as the further reminder is concerned is, here is a case of a person who is a true standard bearer of Islam, where he takes, he is in business, he is making money, he is a wealthy man, he has the potential to create enormous wealth for himself and his family, he has the potential to live in great luxury, but instead of that, he chooses to invest all of that in his akhirah. So at the same time, he lives comfortably, but he does not, he's not ostentatious with that. His investment is in the akhirah, and he creates an institution which is of inshallah, bismillah ta'ala, as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps it is there. It's an institution that is of ongoing goodness for everyone who comes into contact with it. Now the university itself has it's a minority college, so up to 50% of the students are Muslims, so they are roughly 50 to 60%. The other 10% come in open competition. The other rest of them are non-Muslims. Everyone benefits, and this is and then there are two hospitals. There is a nursing school and physiotherapy, and you know, all kinds of allied medical services, plus the engineering. They've started an MBA college as well. They've started a faculty of law. So the point is that here is a classic case, a unique case, not a classic case, a unique case of somebody who uses his business acumen to create a corporate organization, and then uses that corporate organization to fund ongoing work of giving relief to people, of alleviating, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who alleviates sickness, but the going into that, he does all of this using that corporate vehicle as the means of achieving those goals. Now this is the the beauty and the what Islam can do provided we understand the beauty of our religion and we use it with keeping the akhirah in focus. I think Hakim Abdul Hamid rahmatullah alayh's story is a classic example of somebody who had akhirah in the focus, was thinking of the akhirah throughout his life in terms of what he did and how he did it. And as a result of that, you have this this wonderful institution, which is not just simply established, but what I was very impressed by and struck by is the fact that even though it's a university and the whole institution is established for the benefit of everybody, so within quotes, it's a charitable organization, it's a non-profit organization, but it is run very unlike a non-profit organization. It's run very efficiently. It is run, the standards are very high in terms of what they do. Obviously, there is room for improvement. No one is perfect. Neither is this. There is obviously room for improvement. But when I look at, I don't know everybody there, but when I look at the leadership, for example, there are people who are leaders with a global standing. I mean, they're not just leaders because, the Muslims think they are nice people or something and they've got a nice name. They're people with a global footprint who have people who respect them, who look up to them, who invite them and so on a global scale. It's not a India-centric picture. So obviously, when you get the right people on the bus goes to the right place. I mean, that's the traditional understanding of excellence. And that is what, alhamdulillah, is happening there in Hamdard. I think it's a fantastic case study. I would strongly recommend anyone who is doing a PhD, for example, to do one on Hamdard University. I'm sure people have done this already, but there's always scope for more. Especially look at it from this perspective of saying, how is it that Islamic values and the focus on the akhirah has been brought into the running of a not-for-profit organization and the running of a university. I think it's a beautiful example. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Hakim Abdul Hamid Sahib rahmatullah alayh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase his darajat. May Allah bless his family. May Allah protect what he has started. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the tawfiq to all those who are associated with it to take it forward in the same inspirational manner, in the same dedication to Islam and to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.